The Lord be with you.
Amen.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Many years ago, when I was a young priest in Buenos Aires, I was spiritually directing a teacher who had a pretty solid faith. And I told her that you have to become a saint. And she almost fell off the chair when I said that. She was shocked because she thought, well, I can't become a saint. That's for more holy people. And I explained to her a very simple concept. Who's in heaven? The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Mary, of course. The angels and? She got the idea. So all of us have to become saints. I hope that most of you will be canonized one day. But maybe not. Maybe a few of us will. However, whether you're canonized or you're anonymous, you have to become a saint. And that's why Jesus said, "Be holy as your heavenly Father is holy." Today you heard in the Beatitudes, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for holiness. They will be filled." St. Paul says, "This is the will of your heavenly Father, your sanctification." Mother Teresa says, "Holiness is not the privilege of the few, but the duty of all." Jose Escobar Balaguer says that the biggest crisis in the world is the lack of saints. Amen? So today, in the limited time that I have, I'd like to talk just about one saint and invite all of you to try to read the lives of the saints. If there's any reading that we should do, aside from the Bible and other good readings, all of us should get in the habit of reading the lives of the saints. You hear me? Really, you read the lives of the saints, you're going to become holy. Because there are brothers and sisters, and they will motivate you. Okay, so here's the saint. About 165 years ago, a little boy went into the office of a priest and he told the priest this. He said, "I am the cloth, you are the tailor. make me a saint. I am the cloth. You are the tailor. The word in Italian, be sarto. Make me a saint. That was an encounter of two future saints. The priest, his name was Saint John Bosco. You've heard of him? And the little boy, that little boy here, was Saint Dominic Savio. So there you have an encounter of two saints. So John Bosco was instrumental in helping this boy to become a saint. Now, before Saint Pope Pius X, First Communion was usually received when you were almost an adult. And then people would receive communion a couple times a year, Easter, Christmas, maybe on a day like this, with the permission of their confessor. Dominic Savio received his first communion when he's 7 years old, which was extraordinary back then. And he made a first communion series of resolutions. One is, he said, he would try to go to Mass and receive communion as often as possible with a lot of love. He would try to be joyful. And then he gave his motto, death rather than sin. That was his motto. Very Ignatian too, huh? Death rather than sin. And he really lived it. I'd like to tell maybe two short stories in the life of Dominic Savio. And I invite you, if you ever want to read his life, I think it's the first life of the saint that I read when I was 13 years old. It's the life of Saint Dominic Savio, written by Saint John Bosco. So if you ever want to get the life of a saint writing the life of another saint, obviously is always going to be the best. And John Bosco was one of the best writers in the Italian language. One of my Italian seminary friends said that they would study his Italian because it was so clear and so well written. So reading the life of Dominic Savio by John Bosco, maybe order it today. Order it today. Okay, two stories. The first one is kind of a sad story, but you just see the fervor of this boy. One occasion outside the oratorio, where John Bosco had his boys, there was a group of boys that were together in a circle. And Dominic Savio sensed that there was something wrong. So he rushed into the group, and they were looking at pornography. It wouldn't be as bad as today, but a bad, you know, bad picture. He took it, ripped it up in their presence, and said, go to confession now. And they obeyed him. Today, if that were done in a public school, they'd probably kill the kid. Or at least they'd beat him up. You could spend an hour meditating upon that, in what's happening today. He said he had the courage to rush in there, to rip up what was wrong, prevent more sins, and send them to confession. What power? Because they respected him so much that they would obey him. Second story. In all of these stories you can read in the life of Dominic Savio, written by John Bosco, a lot of stories. And if we have any catechists here, this would probably be one of the best books you can buy to use the stories for your catechetical lessons. Second story. There are two boys in the oratory who insulted each other. They actually insulted the fathers of one and the other. And this grew to a point of real hatred. So they arrived at a point where they went out to a field and they were going to have a rock duel. In other words, they're going to throw rocks at each other with the intention of killing the other. So Dominic Savio heard about this. And he met them out in the field. One was on one side with a pile of rocks, and the other was on another side with a pile of rocks, ready to, with the intention to kill each other. Dominic Savio did this. He rushed in the middle of both them, and he lifted up a cross. He said, okay, throw it now. And they both said, well, Dominic, you're our friend. We don't want to hurt you. Throw it now. Throw it now. He said, we're not going to throw it. Drop the rocks. Drop them. Come here. You come here. Come here. Shake hands. Make up. Now go to confession. They did it. I love the saints. I don't know about you. I love the saints. I love the saints. Hopefully you love the saints. So read in the life of the saints, encourage us to become saints. So my friends, read the lives of the saints and be holy as your Heavenly Father is holy. Amen.